that you need to include in our Gemara the sugya of Yerid and the machlekes in our Gemara between Rav Huna and Rav Chiya, whether or not you're going to pay to make Hanan Bezol or you're going to pay Lefi Mashe Gadar, would be dependent on the machlekes in the Gemara, that would be dependent on the conclusion of the Gemara in Bamitzia, that there's a difference between a Sada Asuyalita and a Sada Sheina Asuyalita. We pointed out yesterday, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Ha'ara, that it comes out very geschmack that the Ramban, both in Bavasar and the Ramban in Bamitzia, the way he learns the Gemara, and as many of you pointed out, the Ramban and the Rush are not parallel in their interpretations of the lines of the Gemara, even just in the what the word Leiba'ina means. As Asher pointed out, Leiba'ina is a different interpretation between the Rosh, that first Leiba'ina, and the second Leiba'ina. So there, you have to read the Shach LeVetaria in according to the Ramban and Bamitzia Kuf Aleph, and read the Shach LeVetaria according to the Rosh in Bamitzia. Rabbi Yisai, I'm saying that you just kedai to do that, because anyways, it's just kedai to get used to Rishonim and plugging it back into the Gemara. But what Rabbi Kiva Eger points out is that both the Ramban and his assumption, in the way to read the Gemara never says anything, or no one ever distinguishes, that you would have to pay Masha Gadr not dependent on what you said. So the Ramban is Lashitasa, because by Sayata Suya Lita, according to the Ramban Shita, is that you don't have the ability to say Laiba'ino. So our Gemara was implying that. Whereas according to the Rush was forced to be Maisif a Hezber in our Gemara. And when one just learns the Rosh and Bava Basra, he doesn't understand why the Rosh needs to do that. But in light of the Rosh's interpretation in the Sugya of Yoyrid, now one really clarifies why the Rosh felt the need to do so, because this is the Rosh Lishitasa, that Leiba'ina does not work. Well, it always works, even by Asada Ha'asuya Lito. Yesterday, Julian asked, how, according to the Ramban, do you deal with the fact that Reb Chiya says you have to pay Dmei Kanim Bezol? Now, according to the Ramban, according to Reb Chiya, this is a Sada She'ena Suyalita. So what's the problem? The problem is that there's going to be a discrepancy between the value of Dmei Kanim Bezol and the value of Yadu Ala Tachtoino. You should have just said the two options of our Gemara should have been Yadu Ala Tachtoino or Lefi Mashe Gadr, or Yadu Ala Yoyin. So yesterday we said that David already pointed out the Lashon of the Ramban was that it wasn't absolutely a din of Yoyrid, but rather it was Doy Mektas LeYoyrid. Or you pointed out, and then I said it was Meduyik in the Ramban. So the Shaila is, what did the Ramban mean there? Again, Rabbi Yisai, you constantly, no matter where you're moving in the sugya, you're going to have to come back to that fundamental question: is how do we deal with the Gemara Bava Kamma? Well, Maisa, the Gemara Bava Kamma extrapolates from our sugya the chiyuv of Zen and of Zelu Chasid, which at knee jerk reaction in the last sugya, I think we all would have assumed, and like the Pashup Shad and Rashi is, that the chiyuv is mitam nenen. Yet the Ramban feels compelled to say that there's another sugya that you need to learn in order to elucidate our sugya. And that's the sugya of Yerid. So everybody say, how do those two things combine? How do we answer that question? So, we suggested yesterday that there has to be some combination. But why would that be? Why is it, again, just to chazer, why is it that we're not comparing us to a classic Yoyrid? Why don't we just say that this is no different than the Gemara Bava Kamma, rather than the Gemara Bava Metzia? And Ramela has no shaychus to the sugya of Nen. So what's the answer, Rabbi Yisai?
It's not answer to us.
Oh, so we suggested yesterday that perhaps it might be dependent on where this mechitza is. Now, yesterday we were just throwing these ideas out, but it comes out that it's not necessarily so foreign to say, first of all, in light of last sugya, many of the Rishayim hold probably Rov of the Rishonim hold that the mechitza that we're talking about is an outer mechitza. It's not a mechitza that's dividing between the two. So Pashup Shad is that it's off his Rishus. And this really brings us to the Rambam and the Raivit in our Gemara. The Rambam, when discussing our sugya, throws in a caveat that none of the other Rishonim discussed. The Rambam brings down our halacha in Perek Gimel, halacha Gimel and Dalet. Misha ayelo churva bein churvas chavero va'amir chavero v'gadar ruach rishayna v'shniya v'shlishes. Person had a how do you define the churva? You guys asked me. Usually a churva is a, in the Gemara is a destroyed deserted building, but over here it's probably some sort of field. Va'amir chavero v'gadar is a rishayna v'shniya v'shlishes. Ad shenimtzas churva zu mushlosh rechusa gedura. Mishalosh rechusa gedura. It's totally guarded from all three. Ein mechayven osa lita in otsa. He doesn't have to pay up his share. Shari lo aliru, because there is no benefit. Rechuvoso psuch lor shzaram kshahaisa. Leficach im gadr lo ruach revias ad shenimtzas churvaso mukefes gedr megalgon lo vizakol. When now he's totally encompassed on all four sides, then he's benefiting. Straight in the Gemara. Ubolvad sheyemokom akoysel shel shneya. What? Sok the Rambam, it has to be al tnai, one condition. What's the condition, Rabbi Isai?
Both of their fields.
It's got to be a wall that's existing on both of their fields. Aval, Sok the Rambam in the Hemshech and Hilachadal. Yirali, if one of the guys says, I'm going to build it on my rishos, Yirali she'ein megalvin alav. That's not the classic case of Makav and Nikav. El davar mu'atz, but we just have to pay him a little bit. Masha yiru, kamosha yiru, adayonim, shari'inu yochel ishtamish b'ksol. Pays a little bit. What the dayonim see fit? Why? Because he's limited and he's not able to use these walls. Again, even if he does it, it's only if he does it in an area where it's going to be both of theirs. This is a crooked pshat and a crooked psak. So what's the Ravid's taina? What's the Ravid's taina, Rabbi Isai? Why is this Mishpat Mu'ukol? What's his first taina? Who could help me out over here? Yeah?
He just made the property bigger.
Right. So Mimela, he's saying, Lamaisa, you were...
You benefited.
You were Mahanami. You're Mahanami.
Rabbi, explain that.
What do you mean?
Because I mean you made it bigger.
I don't think he's making the property size bigger. He's now making it more valuable. Revach. Yeah.
Is it not that because the Mahi's building on his side, then realistically the Nikav has access to more land, even though it's technically the Mahi's property?
I don't think so. I could still kick you off my property. I'm not relinquishing Bailus.
So he's probably putting it at the edge of his property.
I'm not relinquishing Bailus.
Which doesn't increase your property size.
No, it should be in the middle. So instead of saying...
What's the lashon v'gadar oso sheyivchos lo ha'atza? What does that line mean? Amar Avram zeh mishpat v'okol shemerviach lo ha'makom v'gadar oso sheyivchos lo ha'atza. What do you mean bitmiya? What's sheyivchos lo ha'atza?
he's saying for the fact that you gave him more space, now you should have to pay less. Fuck here.
I read this line. What? How do you read it? Ze amishpat local shemer viach lo amokom the goder also sheyifchos lo hotza. Yeah, how do you how are you understanding him?
That he's giving you more space.
How is he giving more space?
Because I could have built it mamish on the edge, and half of it in your chelek. I built it on my chelek, so I'm giving you more space on your side.
Oh, you're saying it's those 2 feet.
Yeah.
That is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oshir mirviach lo amokom v'gadar so sheyifchos lo hotza. And what's Shiyef Choslo Hotza? Shiyef
Choslo. I think he's saying the Rambam. Well,
that's not what the Ravid's not debating. That's the debate in the Gemara. The Ravid's bothered
the Rambam that said that if he builds it half and half, then he
has to pay half as well. Yes, he has to pay for
Bashi. So not kind of Shibazol, but a lesser amount that the Dayanim were.
No, it's more. No, then it's more. He has to pay more when it's b'makom shneim.
Right, but now if it's just b'makom hamakiv,
right,
not in the property, that right, he has to pay less. That's
according to the Rambam, right? So Frek the Ravid.
That's a bit
to me. Zeh mishpat shemirviach lo hamakom.
Meaning now he's building on his sixth tefachim.
The gadar also sheyivchos lo
otza. He has to pay less for that. Meaning he's getting the same benefit. But on
good, excellent. Yeah, that's true. Right. If you decide to build it in an area where it's not on your property, so fakir, you should have to pay more. So that it shouldn't make sense for you to have to pay less. Excellent. Masher viach lo amakom taka means viach lo amakom, like you guys said correctly.
But he didn't that, really give more space.
No, he's not. He's just giving more usage of the space.
I could have made it smaller.
Right. So what the Ravid is saying is when Ravid says Haloshen Mishpat Meukol is basically the Loshen of saying it's Pumfaker. It's Pumfaker. What you think is a reason to be Mechayev you is a reason to bother you. What you think is a reason for you to pay, I think is more of the reason, the opposite situation, to pay more. Why? Because the Ravid says when I do this job on my area, I'm actually giving you more value. I'm actually giving you more benefit. So memela, it should be pumfakert of what you said. And then he says, "Umasha amr she'ani yochel ishtamish bekosalim." The Rambam's taina was, but I can't use it. So what? Says the Ravid. So what? Ken yishtamish ala makom lo yiyeh v'yeh lo shtar al zeh shem yipol akoysel avonim ha'ofer l'shneim ala makom shaloi. Why can't I have the space? And you have the avonim like we had in the first Mishnah, that you'll have the ishtamshes of the item, and I'm not. I don't think that that's a taina. The fact that the area that the avonim are is technically not my space, so he's not bothered by that taina of ishtamshes. I have schusim in those avonim wherever they are. But fakir says the Ravid, I'm doing something more beneficial. So the Magen Mishnah says, which clearly comes out of the Rambam. Atznai to be b'chayiv, according to the Rambam in our sugya, is that you were zoiche and you were koine in the koisel. So let's elucidate this. Let's try to understand this a little deeper. Yesterday, Rabbi Isai, I asked the question. We understood that from a textual basis, the Rosh and the Ramban argued in the Gemara Matzian Daf Kuf Aleph whether or not a person could say Tol Avonecha, Tol Eitzecha, get out of my property, I'm not interested, Loi Ba'ina, even by a Soda Asuya Lita. Okay? But I left off with a question yesterday that I need a Hezber for the Ramban. Because even though there was a textual Hezber in the way to read the Gemara, both according to the Ramban and the Rosh, the Rosh L'Chaira made a good taina. If I don't want it, so then how are you going to be mechayev me? How can you now say that this is something that if I don't have das for, then now I'm going to be forced with What's takap shat in the Rishonim that say loy ba'ino doesn't work by a soda hasuyalit? So I think in order to understand this Rambam and Rav deeper, and I think it will shed light on yesterday's sugya, we learn the pshat of Rav Naftali and the way he's masbir this Rambam and Rav haflav a fella, it will mirtz Hashem elucidate all of these issues. Does anyone have the Rav Naftali, a copy of the Rav Naftali here? If you have a copy of Rav Naftali, try to take it out. I got to borrow someone's Rav Naftali. So this is the chiddush of the Rosh Hashiva and Radin in his kiddushim of Bava Basra, in what he explains over here in the Machlokes and the Rambam and the Ravid. I'm going to start reading from the third paragraph. The Anira the Ravid also lishitasa. He says Pshat and the Ravid is lishitasa because you need to learn a little bit more in the sugyim b'metzia, Dr. Naftali. What's the din? The Gemara says, the Gemara introduces, and I don't want to get too carried away into the Gemara, but the Gemara introduces not what we discussed yesterday, if you could say, loy ba'ina, get off my property, if you were yared l'toich reshus shel chavero, without asking me to build, and then I said, please get off. So yesterday we had a machlokes rishonim, if by asada asuya lita, you have the ability to say loy ba'ina. Let's assume right now, like the Ramban, that you do not have the ability, you lose that capability when it comes to asada suyalita, you can't say lo ba'ina. Okay, let's leave the rush for now. Okay, the rush has to touch up our sugya. We're going to assume like the Ramban there, by asada suyalita, you don't have that ability. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara addresses a brand new issue. The Gemara wants to say, what happens if a guy was yared into a bayis, a guy was yared and he built a certain structure, and he wants to say, you know what? I changed my mind. Tol avoni ve'etzi. I want to take out my items. I want to take out the things that I built over here that I invested into your property. So the Gemara has all machlokes, and ultimately the Gemara makes a chiluk between a sada and a bayis, and even in a sada and chutz la'aretz, the Gemara says you would be nem. So there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim on the hemshech of that Gemara. What was the case of that Gemara? I put it on the Maamar Mekaymus Rabbi Yisai, in the Ran, in the Shita Mekubetzes there, in Bo Metzia. Just turn over the sheet. Ki maskin nami Gemara dechiyomer etzi va'avon and anoytos shabayis shaymen lo. That which a person in certain situation could say, I'm taking back my produce, I'm taking back my planting, I'm taking back my building. There were Rishonim that were saying that this is only in a situation where it's a what? Parallel to what? A sada she'ena asuya lita, a churva she'ena asuya livnos. Av a churva asuya livnos ain't shemlo. Why? The miyad zacha balakarka bebinyan shemitchila aldas kein bono. Av a churva she'ena asuya livnos, the shemlo v'yado adaptoino, hu she'yachol achzer. When do you have the option? And that's the sheet of the ra'ah. When you have the option to choose, that's when it's a sada she'ena suyalita. But if it's a sada suyalita, you already lost it, and you're not able to take it back. However, the opinion of the Ravid and the Rashba is not like that. The opinion of the Ravid is against the Ra'ah, against the Ran. And rather, he says what? That even by a sada suyalita, the Gemara never qualified, and the Gemara was talking about a churva ha'asuya libanos. And even by a churva ha'asuya libanos, what did the Gemara suggest? That you're able to say what? Tol etzi v'avoni. I want to leave and I want to take my materials. Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? That's the machlokes rishon.
Can I repeat the Ran one more time?
The Ran says that this is only talking about tol etzi v'avoni, only could exist by what? By a sada she'ena asuyalita, by a churva she'ena asuyalivanos. But if it's a churva asuyalivanos, if it's a classic churva that's really usually built up like this, so then what you did is done, and you have no ability to take it back. Masha'en came, the other rishonim say no. By a churva asuyalivanos, you could say tol etzi v'avoni. Frechter of Naftali, the following question, Rabbi Yisai. I don't understand this Ravid. It's a Pella. The Ravid's a Pella. Why is the Ravid a Pella? Because again, the Ravid, I'm taking Rav Naftali's word for this, the Ravid holds like the Ramban. The Ravid holds in the sugya of yesterday's, where the Balasada says to you, Toil Atzechav Avanecha, I don't want this, Leibayina, that there's a difference between what? Asada Asuyalita and Asada Shein Asuyalita. By Asada Asuyalita, according to the Ramban, you hold what? You don't have the ability to kick him off, because it's done. Same Cain, same thing should be also by the Yorid. If he wants to be and say, Etol, Tol, I'm going to take Eitziv Avoni, the same way the Balasada can't do that by a Sada Suyelita, so too by the Yorid himself. He can't say, I'm taking my stuff, I'm taking my bricks, I'm taking my trees, I'm ripping this out. Why would you distinguish between the Yorid and the Balasada? Either you're able to make these tainas, or you're not able to make all these tainas. If in the last sugya you hold that the Balasada doesn't have the ability by Soda Asuyalita to say Tol Eitzechav Avanecha, so you should say the same thing by the Yerid also. It's done. What's done is done, and move on. Vaitu, you don't have the ability to take it. Elamai, Rabbi Yisai, this is why it's so important, Rabbi Yisai, irrespective of the Ram of the Ravid. The Ram of the Ravid is the cream on the top. But this Rav Naftali introduces to us what some of the Rishonim are now going to be Masbir. What is the Mechayiv and how does Yorid work that now will shed light on this distinction between the Yorid and the Balasod? So Zokt Rav Naftali, and he asked this question. And he says, let's skip a little bit to the crux because I said a lot outside. You see in this paragraph, he says, Ube'emes dasa rashba v'arayvit sarachiyin. It's like, in the second column, it's like 8 lines down. The first word of the line is Ube'emes. Ube'emes dasa rashba v'arayvit sarachiyin. Dari tama ra'ah. Te'enu yochel omer etel eitzev avoni besada asuyilita. Humishum dimiyad kona balasada esa eitzev avoni v'neschayiv b'dmeyem. What do you mean? He was kaine. He pays. V'imken ha'rashba v'arayvit depliga alei sphere le deloi kona miyad. Hakin yochel ha'yorid lomer etel eitzev avoni. V'imken ha'maykos ha'rashba v'arayvit besada asuyilita. After Amar Balasada, no toll in the Deosecha in Shomolo. How do you have your kicking in it too? That the Balasada can't say toll, and by the Yorid he can't say toll. Everyone hear the Kasha? Everyone with me, Rabbi Zay? Zokter Rav Naftali, yeah? Zokter Rav Naftali the following. Venira Leimar, you're misunderstanding what the Sugya is based on. Tibin Muki Yosef Shomkosov, the Atam de Besoda Suyelita Mukhuyev Balasada Lishalim La Yorid. Why is it when it comes to Asada Asuyalita, you have to pay me? Where does it come from? So Zokta Nemuki Yosef, Umishum Dahavale Ki Ilu Yared Midaito, Kaven Da Asoya Do Asuyalita. When it's Asada Asuyalita, that it's normal, and it's everyone agrees that there's an enhancement to this property for it to have trees, then it's as if when this Yared goes on without my permission, it's as if I commanded you and told you, build this, plant this, do this avoida for me. Ki'ilu utziva. Ki'ilu abalabayis amr lelentoya. V'hu she'oitzi oitzos al piv. And he was listening to me, even though I didn't say it. Mishum hachim is chayiv v'tashlum, and that's why you have to pay. V'vur da'afte ben en balasad yachol omer lo tol netiyosecha. So what is it that I can't say loy ba'ina according to the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai? Why is it that what I can't say? Because once it's a sada asuyalita, and it's automatic as if there's an implied command to do the job for me, because this is beneficial to my property. So Mamela, that's where the command is. And if you would say loy ba'ina, Zokter l'chayra, the Ramban's going to say it's kiyu like butla daita it's a b'kol adam. No, that's not normal to say loy ba'in on such a thing. So memela, it's as if you were metzava already and you gave him instructions, so you can't say that. Because once you instructed him, so that, and that's the umdana, that's the assumption, then that's going to be something that you're chayav to pay. Mikol makom hayorid yachol loymer etol eitziv avoni kevan dayin loykona balasada v'alfa bishu kula ki ilu hoitzi otzos midaito. But Rabbi say, once you understand that that's the reason why you're chayav mitam yoyrid, it's because it's as if I commanded you and I asked you to do this, do I own it yet? Zotrab Naftali, no, you technically don't own it yet. But you're obligated to pay for that and you can't opt out because you asked him to do this job. But are you for sure the owner yet? Are you? Can you be makdish that item right now? No, I'm not the owner yet. That's not the lumdis of the way it works. So Mamela, now you can understand the rivalry. That you, as the balasode, don't have the ability to back out because you asked them to do it. That's the umdenu. Masha'enkein, me as the yorid, I have the ability to take it back, even by a soda asuyalita that you asked me to do it. No different than what? Than you asking me to do the job and saying, sorry, I don't have an availability right now. I'm not available today to do the job. I can take back my stuff. Masha'enkein, Rabbi Yisai, what's the pshat in the ra'ah? What's pshat in the other rishonim that say, I can't even say tol eitzi, the yoyred can't take it anymore. What is the only thing that's going to block the yoyred, Rabbi Yisai, from being able to take back his eitzim avonim? Is that the reason why the balasode is chayiv is because of what? Is because he has a what? What's the blockade, Rabbi Yisai? What's stopping the yoyred from being able to say, what do you mean, I put it down, I did this a second ago, it was mine, and now I can't take it back. Why? It's not his anymore. Means that there's something else going on in the sugya. When you now are putting in this stuff, now he's koineid, what? Bechatzeira. And now it's his. So now I relinquish, not I'm owner anymore. Boisai Zotr, that's Zotr of Naftali, that's the Nukudus of Machloikas Rishonim, that's the Hezber of the Machloikas, whether or not the Hemshech of the Gemara also applies to Asada Asuyalita or not. Comes along Rabbi Naftali, once I show you this, now it's going to be Msukim Midvash, how the Ravid is Lashitas. If the Ravid never understands that Yoyrid is working mitam what? Mitam Kinyan of the Balasode, that now he's the owner. So Mimela, it's therefore not necessary to do what? To make this wall, specifically in his Chotzer, to be Koine. It's a nene! It's a job! It's a benefit! And this is something that you're going to benefit from. Masha'enkin, Rabbi Yisai, if you understand what? That the sugya has to be what? And to block the yoyrid from taking his stuff back is because why? I'm not just doing you a job. It's not just because you were moitzi the hotzos and alpiv that he asked you to do this. That's the umdana by asoda asuyalita. That's not the lumdis. It's because much more than that. It's that I am now koinit. In my chotzer. So therefore, says the Rav Naftali, it's going to be critical that what? That the wall and the produce is going to be where? In my property, in my chotzer. That I'm now going to be able to be koine. So Memela, Rabbi Yisai, now we have a hezber, Zok Rav Naftali, in the Ravid Lashitaso, and now we can understand where the Rambam's coming from, of why he assumed that the wall has to be b'mkomo shel shneihem, because he was understanding that that was the principles of Yoyrid. Not what the Ravid was saying. The Ravid was coming from technicalities. What do you mean? I'm giving you more benefit. I'm giving you more hana. Yeah, that's all fine and nice if you're looking from the vantage point of what? Of Baba Kama Daf Chofa Mebeis. That it's all about what? It's all about hana. And it's not critical of where it is, and there's no need for a kinyan to happen, which is the Ravid Shita. And the Ravid there can say, what? That I can even take back my stuff, because there was never a kinyan blocking me. Masha'enkein, if the Rambam holds like the other Rishonim, that a kinyan is necessary, and that's the way it works. So Mamela, now we understand the Tanai of why it has to be b'mkomo shel shneihem, and that's the assumption of the Rambam throughout our sugya. Hafla v'fela, Rabbi says. So there happens to be, the Rabbi Naftali just points out, that according to his hesber, it has to be that you cannot say tol eitzecha v'avanecha, right? Bayasada Asuyalita, meaning basically in our terminology, the Rambam has to paskin like the Ramban and not like the Rosh. Right? Now, we not only gained from this a Hezber in our Rambam and Ravid, Rabbi Yisai, we now also understood, now in Svara, the Taina of the Rosh, why would a person ever say that I can't, by Sada Sulita, I can't say Leibayina if it's Bal Korcho, right? So the answer is simply, like the Namukhi Yosef says, there's an Umdina. There's an Umdina that is as if you said against that. And that you were requesting from this guy to do this job. And therefore, even if you say Leibayina, that's against the Umdina. It's Batla Daita, it's a Kol Adam. And a person doesn't have the ability to Taina against that. Could be. I don't know, I don't have rise to this. The Rosh was coming from maybe a Kenyan element or what I want. Or he just didn't agree with anything. We're just he had a whole totally different Svara. But when it comes to Nena, a person does have the ability to say that, and there is no Umdina that it's Ki'ilu Motzi Alpiv, and therefore he didn't understand it. And he didn't accept such a Svara. But Rabbi Isai, it's clear, L'chaira, l'fi the way that Rav Naftali is explaining the Rambam, that he's also borrowing from the sugya of Yoyrid. He's also using the principles of Yoyrid within our sugya. And therefore he concludes that it's not enough just to discuss of whether or not you're going to, is it a Sarasu Yalita, is it not a Sarasu Yalita. Even within Sarasu Yalita, of the Rambam, it has to be that the Balabas ultimately is now going to be the Koine and is now going to be the acquirer, which is now going to have implications on the builder, on the Yairid, for what he's going to be able to take back and retrieve from the investment that he put into the field. Is everyone clear, Rabbi Isai, in the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Rav Tol? Yeah. What was that mean? No. I can ask you to do something and yet I'm not the owner yet. I want you to do a job.
And then you did the job.
Let's say I bring, I go to a store and I ask you, you know what, do me a favor. I'd like you to build me a watch that looks like this and looks like that. Do I own it?
No, but then I built a watch for you.
Yeah, but I don't own it. Didn't pay for it? No, I didn't pay for it. No.
There was no king yet. You didn't actually buy it yet.
What's the problem? You all the time. This all the time.
I'll get the other way. How are you kona without a kinyan?
What's the problem? It's my chatzer. Chatzer of shaladim kainale. I care.
So when the guy is yorid,
he's making you have a kinyan chatzer. When I go to your house and I put this watch. I mean, imagine it was mine. I put this watch into your chatzer. You're kainan.
So how can you argue with that?
You can even be. How can you argue with that? How can you stop the Kenyan from happening? I mean, it's not a classic Kenyan. Meaning, when I put this item, I have das machne. I'm putting it into your rishus, and that's my das when I'm doing it. When I'm a yoril l'toyich rishus l'shal chaveiro, I'm not having das machne. I'm doing a job for you. So now the Rambam assumes that what's happening by a yoyrid is now that there's actually a transfer and a kinyan happening from the worker to the balabos. That's not necessarily the obvious.
It's not, nothing's totally on his das. Ownership
transfers over. Yeah. I think you have to assume that there's also das makne happening from the worker. That he's now relinquishing all these raw products, raw materials that now he's making when he's putting in the rishus. That's a lot that the Rambam Naftali is adding to the story. That's not necessarily obvious. All I'm doing is doing a job on your property. Why does it work and why can't you back out from it? Because there's an umdana that this is something that you would want. And it's as if you hired me. But to now say that that's an automatic kinyan is a little bit of a jump. But Rabbi Isai, at the end of the day, I get stuck again. Putting the pieces together, Rabbi says, geshmak as this is a little bit difficult. Yeah, Aaron.
The Rambam says that it needs to be Shneim. Why? Because
you need to be a Koine. You need to be a Bailu.
So if it's Shneim, then there is no transfer.
And it's in my Chatzar. It's in my property. So now I'm Koine. Like the Magen Mishnah said. And that's the way Yorid works. Right, so at least now I have ownership through the work that you did. And I'm not just a non-owner.
How many of you work in my field?
It has to be, the chiyuv that I have to pay is only when I'm going to become at least a part owner in what you did. So Rabbi Isai, the Ravid kind of fits like more similar to what we were suggesting in the Ramban. Let's go back, Rabbi Isai, to our fundamental questions on the sugya. We asked the question, Rabbi Isai, what was the Ramban's question at the beginning of the sugya? Ramban's question on the beginning of the sugya is, wait, how do you obligate this guy? How did you obligate this guy? What's bothering the Ramban? What's bothering the Ramban, Rabbi Isai, in his initial question before we introduce the Gemara and Bamitzia Kuf Aleph? What? You're forcing him to pay. Why don't you just say it's the Gemara Bava Kamma? Yeah. It's B'makum Shelo Nagu. The Ramban, when he was discussing the wall of the Bikka within Rashi.
You have to. And if you went up to that first and asked you to pay for the wall, you would have had ability to make a tefillah. So now that you were back in my own, you can make a tefillah.
Even by Shalshneim, where's the Ramban? Anyone have the Ramban here? Anyone have a Makovitz here?
So Ramban's question, if you can't force him to pay for
one second, let's look at the Lashon of the Ramban. When the Ramban introduced that it's the Hekef Mibachutz. Yeah, but
right.
The question is that he does agree with Tosis.
Right.
He rejects this pshat, and then he says that it's a heck of mibachutz. So the shaila is, when did he ask this kasha? 1 second. V'ikar ha-perish al ha-geder ha-chitzen she-bein ha-makeh versus ha-rab ma-dvar ma-mura. Right? Judah, that's the outside wall. V'loi mishum ha-zagriya, ela mishum shein re-rego. That's his taina that can't work within Rashi because maybe he's going to want to build another war later on. That means. That doesn't mean that there's no hana from this outer wall protection. It means that there's no hezekria. Vaday nishla daktik zok the Ramban. Kevin sheini yochel apufa l'saya imo ligdor also ageder achitzon lama megalgon lavachshov if kumipnei shekidem halo bana mishlo hifsid zeh. Ramban's not saying because it's a bika. It's just that there is no. He can opt out not to have a security wall on his property, right? There's no driving force, there's no Mishnah Baba Basra that causes me to be Mechayiv him in this wall. So why am I Chayiv to pay, right? Why am I Chayiv to pay?
So what's wrong with Hana on that?
So what does the Ramban say? L'didi loikasha, sharizet doibim b'miktas liyar l'toch sadeh chavir v'nata shalai b'rishus. So Ramban says, no. Because what? There's a sugya called Yairid. There's a sugya called Yairid. And if you're Yairid, L'toich Roshus HaShel Chaveiro, then what? Then you're Chayiv to pay. If it's a Soda Suyalita, then it's Yado Alo Yoyna. And you got to pay the amount that I paid, and that's the sugya, that's the Shita of Rav Huna, right? So I am Nene. You still couldn't force me to pay. Right? You couldn't have forced me if we asked originally. So now that I did it, right? So now I can give you, if I gave you something of positive benefit, so now you have precedent from that, from the Metzia Kuf Aleph, that you're Chayef. right? So l'chayra I am then, right? There is some manah here. What? No. Type of mikzas to yorid, right? So, what do I need the sugya in Baba Metzia for? Well, what do I need the sugya in Baba Kama for? Why don't I just say it's daima legamre to yorid? The question I asked yesterday, everybody said, you're now building me. You're now building me a tree on my property. I couldn't have forced you, but once I did it, now you have to pay, right? That's what the sugya in Baba Metzia said, right?
Well, didn't we say it's different because it's not being built on the property?
Oh. So now, right, that's what I'm just speaking out. So why isn't it mamish? Why is it mamish yerid? Because perhaps, according to the Ramban, since the Ramban assumes that it's an outer wall, so now it's not in his property. So the classic yerid is when you're investing on my property. But when what? When it's outside my property, now it's going to be doimeli yerid. Whereas what, Rabbi Yisai, according to the Rambam, can't say that. According to the Rambam, the wall has to be in my property in order to trigger the sugya of Yairid to come. So what? So what's Pshat Mabba Metzia? So what's Pshat Mabba Masud Avdalad according to the Rambam? Is it Yairid? And not Doima B'miktas Liyairid? Is it Lagamre Yairid? Is that the Hezber? And full force, the Ramban, Rav Huna, Rav Chia, Gishmak.
Why does he need to be like
what's the pshat, Rabbi? What's the problem? What's shver?
Didn't we just say that Ramban, the Rambam, the Rambam would say that it doesn't
do anything? What's shver?
No, the Rambam.
The Rambam. What's shver, Rabbi? Baba Kama. So how does the Rambam, if so, deal with Baba Kama? Now here, Rabbi, I have a very simple solution, which I threw out originally. Everyone with me? Asha, you with me?
Why does Baba Kama challenge?
Again, what I suggested was why do I still need Hana? Why do I still need the Sugya Baba Kama according to the Ramban? So we suggested because this is not a classic case of Yerid. Why is it not a classic case of Yerid? So what we suggested was because it's not technically in your field. It's an outer wall. That whole suggestion drops if you hold like the Rambam in our Sugya. Because it has to be mixed on both. It has to be in my field. So now you are a classic yurid into my field. You just gave me benefit that I was now clean it. And it's mine. So is this just maybe perhaps it's a classic sugya of yurid according to the Rambam? That's the case, everybody said. The only thing I have a problem with is how do you read the Shaklataria Baba Kama, Daf Chof, that brought a raya to which sugya? To the sugya of Hana. From our Gemara. So perhaps, Rabbi Yisai, one could suggest, like I did not want to say in the Ramban, that maybe that's a machlekes ha-sugyas. Maybe that whole sugya that was saying that you're not chayev to pay all the hotzos was going according to Rav Chiya bar Rav. And that's what he said, you only have to pay to pay konim bezol because he's a nene, and he's not a yorid. And you don't have to pay the entire amount that you invested. And maybe the Rambam was holding that it was a machlekes ha-sugyas. Why didn't I suggest that in the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai? Because the Ramban said the Hesber of Rav Chiya bar Rav and Rav Huna. He said it's a machlekes within the sugya of Yorid. How do I view a wall in my property? Is it asuyalita or is not asuyalita? So it's very schwer to say that that's going to be the machlekes ha-sugyas and whether or not I'm going to learn it mitam nene when Rav Chiya bar Rav also learns it's mitam yorid. It's just that according to the Ramban, it's asada she'ena asuya lita. Is there any other hesber in the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah.
This is probably how we want to go, but we saw the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam says that. The Rambam says his shita that has to be on your chelek dafka by a chorba, by a bika, you'd be modin that it doesn't have to be.
Definitely not the way I want to go. Rabbi Yisai, is there any other way to be mazvir why I would still need Hana and still learn that this is like a classic case of Yerid if you're assuming that we're not going to be mechalak between Bikas and Chorvas? And again, not the Kesef Mishnah as the Roy has to do that, but so then what? So the Kesef Mishnah said that the Hechrich was because of Bama Kamadav Kof? No. Stam, just to be mad, to answer the Ravid's kashas. That he only meant it by churva. And what would be the svar l'chalik?
Thinks that by churva, you're being so mech on the kosel, it's like an integral part. It's a little sussing, but.
Gotcha. So you need the hishtamshis.
I don't really need a kosel so much, so.
Okay.
It's not really about being on my chalik.
Okay, but what Julian suggested does offer you is now that our Gemara. The Rambam's application of Yoyrid was specifically to Churva. And by Bika, then you would be able to say that and pin it off of Hana, and the Gemara Baba Kama could fly. That's what you're suggesting. Yeah?
Just to clarify the question on the Rambam, he holds that you're Mimela Kona, seemingly without Hana. So
right.
How does the Gemara Baba Kama make sense? That's to the Hana?
That's my question.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you were clarifying it.
Yeah.
Good clarification. Clarified. So everybody say, is there any other way to spay it? Is there any other way to split hairs to work these things together? Everybody say. What are we doing over here? We're just putting Gemaras together. Like we're just trying to work on these. You know, if you learn like Rashi in our sugya, great. Sugya Baba Kama, fine. Great. Last sugya, fine. The Ramban complicated things. The Ramban said, no, you need Yorid in order to understand this. So what's happening now? So how do I drive the two together? So according to the Ramban, no, it's an outer wall. It's different. Any other svaras? Yeah, Judah.
I don't know about this, but maybe we said, like, the Garnat said, like, even though the person, the guy didn't tell the Yorid to go into his field and plant, like, Kilu that he did.
Yeah.
So could you say something about the wall that even though it wasn't planted on his Rosh Hashanah, it's Kilu that it was? And that's how the Ramban would.
You now you're claiming it without a kinyan?
Right.
The Ramam holds that it has to be on your Rishos.
So the Ram, we're asking the
Ramam. How do you understand the Gemara Baba Kama? Rabbi said to make matters worse, just pashup shot. When the Gemara says Tashma, well, it's hot. Yeah, you're wearing a sweater. Take it off.
I just don't want to get up. It's not just the room that's hot though.
It's a sugya?
Oh, yeah.
Rabbi Sai, this is one of the best sugyas in Baba Basra, Rabbi Sai. I don't want to let go, but we're letting go soon. Rabbi Sai, what does the Gemara say? Toshma, Amake Vinikaf. It's a raya that was Zenen of Zelo Chasser's potter. Is it really Zenen of Zelo Chasser? Rabbi Sai? What's the case of Makavinika? Where do you have to build it? Where do you have to build it? On my property? According to the Rambam? It's got to be Mokum Shneim. So that's a little chaser. To build it, and now you're going to own it. It's going to be yours. You're building it, investing it. Now both of us are now going to be shutfin. That's zenen of zeluch. That's like a guy sleeping in an apartment that you lost nothing because you weren't going to rent it out anyways. That's comparable. Am I alone over here, Rabbi? Are you with me? Is there like a heat wave that's blocking a wall? What's going on, Rabbi? Everyone hear my kasha?
That.
Yeah.
Also,
we didn't answer that. I never mentioned this Rambam.
No,
that what?
That like how was that low?
No. That was when it was a bika. That was loy chaser. Yeah, that was just in terms of I'm doing it because of you. That was because your hezekriah bothers me. So Mamela, that's enough of a chaser, Tosis said. Here, I'm mamish big b'chaser. I'm losing the item. We're now transferring ownership. It's yours halfway. That's not... What was the case of Tosis? Tosis was, I have to build a wall. It's not kashmak to live in an open space with you. And you're the re... Were it not for you, I wouldn't have had to build this wall. So Zok Tosis, Rashi, that's loy chaser. Okay, Rashi said that's still not really chaser. Still not really chaser because I'm not chayiv technically. You can't be mechaser. According to the Rambam, Rabbi say, what's makif and nikaf? It's got to be that it's not mine at the end of the day. That's loy chaser.
Aren't you owning half of it?
You hear, Jeremy?
Don't you own half
no.
of it?
No. But you owned all of it. It's my materials.
Yeah, but you're getting the equal amount of money for what you spend. So you're not losing out. You're just.
But Avada, you should have to pay it for me. That's not a sugya of zen and of zelo chaser. Yeah, you're right. You're getting paid at the end of the day. Once we're telling you makav and nikav has chayev. How does the Gemara bring a raya from that din to Toshma, a guy who sleeps in an apartment that wasn't going to be rented out anyways?
If you got benefits.
You don't see a disconnect on those two things? On something where I'm forcing you to pay for it? And take ownership? Look at this. Take it! Take it right now! Pay for it! Half of it right now! You own it! That's Zenet of Zola Chaser? That's where you stayed in your Airbnb and it wasn't going to be rented out anyways? That's Doimez Lazel Azeh? Rabbi says, Maraps and Igri! I don't have pshat.
Yeah.
You got some another. You own half of it now?
Huh?
You own half of it now? I'm lost, but if. Say, doesn't the guy own half of it?
Who?
The guy who just. The Makif. He owns half. Well, no.
He's staying on an owner on half, but he owned all. I'm forcing you to own something. I'm forcing you to buy something.
He never owned. When did he own all of it?
It's his material.
The
Avonim.
But when he was building it up,
the Gvil, the Gazes, the Avonim.
I'm saying, but when he built the fourth wall, he was going to have to split it with the guy.
Okay.
Right?
Because of Makav v'Nikav.
Yeah.
So how do you see from that Zenen of Zelachoser?
I mean, Zenen, the guy is getting Hana. And if you say like the Ramban, that there's a...
I'm not saying the Ramban. I'm asking according to the Rambam that he's now an owner. He's a force owner, Rabbi Yisai.
I'm saying, can't you say the Rambam holds like the Ramban and then it needs to be a full Chasaron through? Yeah. And here he's still getting benefits, and therefore it's not a Chasaron.
Yeah, but I still don't think that this is a classic Dimyon of Zen and of Zelo Chasar. It is Mechusar.
So then what do we say on the Ramban? It is Mechusar, but he's saying that you still get Chasaron, that if there's... There's a chisar, if you're getting some sort of hana, even though there's a chisar.
The Ramban, I was saying that. Oh no. Did I just sit on that? That's a chisar. Oh no. Ooh, I found it!
What's that?
Not like these MTA kids. That is big chisar. This. I don't even know what it is.
Better not to.
What do you want
to
say?
I don't know.
Ramban held that it has to be a chisaron legamre. That if I am now doing this, what? For my own volition.
But if I'm getting something out of it, then it's...
If I'm doing it for myself, so then the melee... That's not going to be considered chaser. Right, that was the story, right? So now you want to say...
The Rambam can say the same thing, that in Akhnami he's losing, but he's also benefiting. And if it's not a full loss all the way through...
Why is he benefiting?
Because he built up a wall, he got something out of it. He's not...
What David's saying is that it's not absolute chisar. David's saying, what's the type Zen and Ebzeh Choser? Zen and Ebzeh Choser is absolutely Mechusar. So if you accept the Ramban Svar and Rashi, that since... Lamaisa, at the end of the day, through this deal, we are now benefiting, that now we're going to have something also for my own field. So that would be considered agdara of Zenen of Zelo Chaser, Olam Mechusar Legamre. I hear. Interesting. Good. Interesting. You have to say something like this.
Wouldn't that just be a regular Kenyan? Isn't what Ray was saying before? It's just a regular Kenyan.
But he's saying, even in a regular Kenyan, if that's the protocol for me to have what I need for myself, still be within the definition of Zenen of Zelo Chaser. What he's trying to say is that you have to go back to that svara that we said, Zenen of Zelo Chaser is a little vague. It doesn't mean you're not losing anything. It could even mean when you're losing something, but it's not an absolute loss. That's what you're going to have to say in the Hezver L'Chaira.
His value's not going down. Before, he used to own the entire wall and pay for all of it. Now he owns half the wall and he gets paid for the half that he gave up.
But he's never going to own all the time.
It's not a chisaron, maybe, is what David is saying. It's not a chisaron because his net value stays the same.
And this is, also the way he now has the ability to function in his field. This is the way it works. So, Mamela, that's what you're going to have to redefine those terms of Zen and Zela Chaser. What's with my first kasha? Give me a second. What's with my first kasha, Rabbi Yisai? How, if the Rambam is understanding that this is more parallel to Yoyrid, how do you understand the Gemara's Havamina that this is at all the sugya of Zenene, Rabbi Yisai? Why is it at all the sugya of Zenene, Rabbi Yisai? It's the case of Yoyrid, right? It's not like the way the Ramban said that it's not in my Rishos. It's in my Rishos. So if it's in my Rishos, so isn't this the classic case of Yoyrid? So what do you guys think?
Hana.
What's That's what I'm asking.
Yoyrid also.
What?
Yoyrid also is some sort of formula.
Oh. So Dave's saying maybe the two always were together. Maybe were not for the din of Baba Kama, Chafa Mabez, that this is considered Hana, right? This is considered Nene, then I wouldn't be Chayiv Al Tziyarid, because we're only going to be Mechayiv you on something that you're considered benefiting. Maybe that, even according to the Rambam, you have to say, and we're only going to establish that this is now Niknes to you, and that there's an automatic Kinyan in a situation where this guy is considered a Nene, and I need the combination of the two. Could be. Yeah.
Maybe kind of along the lines of what Dave was saying, but depending on how you define Zeh Lo Chaser, if you're saying Zeh Lo Chaser is a din in like your net worth, it's going down because he's taking some of my property, you add it to the value of the wall, and half of it.
Correct.
But at the end of the day, you know, what I wanted was to get privacy and security, and I have that in full 100%.
Right. And I think all of this is what, I think what you were saying also, I think this is, all of this connects to that original Chakira from the Nachlas David that we discussed, is what's the trigger? Is it the Chisaron? Or is it the Nene and the Chisaron is a Tanai? Good. That's just to wrap up everything together. Rabbi Yisai, Jeremy, you have a question?
It's not a question. I don't want to keep adding on to what Dave said. But
yeah.
I think in this case, whatever you're being Chaser, right? Oh, like
my pants?
No, I mean, Jeremy.
whatever you're losing by with your materials going to the other guy, you're actually gaining on your own property more space. Because you would have had to build all that on your own property and lose land.
Well, it's like we're in the Rambam now.
Yeah, I know.
You're in the middle of your field.
It's partly on yours and it's partly on his. Right. Whatever you're losing to him with the Kenyan, you're actually gaining space on your own property because you would have had to put it on your own.
If I would have done this on my own.
Yes. It's not really Chaser because you're getting space back.
Could have built a thinner wall.
No, it's the opposite of Rabbit. No.
So that's considered like Chaser?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're looking at it from the vantage point of the Nene. I'm looking at it from the vantage point of the Makif.
The Makif.
Did Jeremy say because
you're... Makif, since you would have had the wall there...
You're not losing out on more property, it's not a Chisaron.
Now you only have 2 feet on
the
field.
But we're also talking about when the field was already, when the fence was already there.
But can you count what would have been?
Who says that
that's what the Rivet did.
Who says that that's more, who says that that's low cost? You're saying that there's an additional benefit, so it's not absolute Chisaron again?
It's the same idea.
I hear. I think that's the svara that you're going to have to, you're going to have to be much looser in your definition of loy chaser when it comes to this sugya, Rabbi Yisai, and therefore it sheds light on the entire sugya of zenen lo chaser, on zenen as lo chaser. Rabbi Yisai, there is one more svara. There is one more svara, Rabbi Yisai, that I'd like to discuss, and that perhaps could be a differentiation between our sugyas. And it comes up in light of the Taisus, which is the last on this Maror Mekayemes, Rabbi Yisai, and then I want to wrap up the sugya. We're going to move on Vayter Mitzvah Shem to the next sugya. The emes is what Julian asked yesterday on Chiya Barav, that you have to pay Dmei Kanan Bezol, who remembers the Kasher, Rabbi Yisai, when we brought up this discussion in the Ramban. That the Ramban, yes, Amy?
It shouldn't be Dmei Kanan Bezol.
It should be Yadu HaTachtona. Rabbi Yisai, the emes is, this is Taisus Kasha on our daf. Taisus says, Dmei Kanan Bezol, in this third Taisus on our daf, in Toimer, Mai Shno, Misoda Shein Asu Yelito, Dimnota Chavir Shalob Rishos, Amar Rabu Shmuel, Bashoyel, Dav Kuf Alev, Shamam Lo, V'yado Ala Tachtoino. So Taisus himself asked this question. The question is, what is Taisus' answer? So Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai, it's late. We're going to pick up Mirtz Hashem with this Taisus, hopefully a full Havan in this Taisus, hopefully wrap up the entire Sugya, perhaps suggest one more Svar to be Mechalik in the Sugyas, And then Amir Tzishu moved on to the next sugya of Geder Nikof and Geder Makif, Amir Tzishu. Shkaya, who did I take this from? Mirza Hashem, I have to work on it. I have this other
thing. You're killing me here.